Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. It starts with the sound of the cowbell. It's Friday. God, you heard. Heat index already 109 at the airport. Wow. Man, that hot. If there's a plane that's loaded, if you're flying this weekend, it's going to be so hot. I want you to notice how long it takes that plane to leave the ground. Because in hot weather like this, at sea level, the air is so ridiculously thin that they use, like, if it's a loaded plane, they'll use the entire runway. Okay, right now, crank it up because this is what you've been waiting for. We are going to feature some bumper music this afternoon that will relate to the heat this weekend. And I think on and off throughout the show, we can talk about what are you going to do to not only keep cool, but what the hell are you going to do to keep dry? You know, last week I was in Portland, and one day, it was warm. Based on Portland standards, it was hot. Mid-80s to one day the mid-90s. But the humidity, relative humidity, is down to 23%. So, you know, you can walk around and it's hot, kind of like Vegas and L.A. and San Diego. You can walk around and you're not sweating. That's the worst part about the heat. Anyway, if you can think of some ways to keep cool this weekend, we'll talk about that. Also, this is Free for All Friday. And we really don't have a format. There's stuff that we talk about, and you can just join the show anytime you want with any comments that you have about anything we talk about. We can talk about some of the big topics of the week. Again, it's Free for All Friday, so we can talk about just about anything. We do have some things to talk about, but, you know, again, I love the show to be loose on a Friday. I've got a few things to talk about concerning President Trump, but after that, it's going to be a Trump-free zone on the show this afternoon. And coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, because he's traveling and couldn't do it live on our show between 1 and 4, I recorded a conversation with Rick Nielsen, the founding member and lead guitarist, I mean, awesome lead guitarist, background vocalist and primary songwriter for the legendary rock band Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick will be at the Sanger Theater Saturday night in concert. They've been here before. People in New Orleans love them. And, you know, it is a great shot back to the 70s and also the 80s, because they had some stuff in the 80s as well. And I share with Rick my last memory of these guys. Last time I saw Cheap Trick was backstage at House of Blues. And the thing that stands out most in my mind was not them. It was Courtney Love, who was sitting on the sofa backstage. And you know what? That was his greatest memory of backstage after that show, too. He remembered her as well. I mean, nothing bad happened. It's just that, it was Courtney Love in all of her glory. So we'll talk about that. Here's a text that says, scare the hell out of airline passengers on Friday. No, I'm serious. Have you noticed that? I mean, when I took off on a loaded plane, full plane, when I took off to go to Portland last Saturday, the plane, it was the north-south runway. And I mean, I wasn't sure we were going to hit Veterans Highway before we got off the ground. I mean, because when the air's like this, it just takes the plane the entire runway to get off the ground. And then it's even worse in a place like Denver, where when it's really hot and the air is really thin, my God, I mean, you're on the runway almost a boulder before they, get the wheels off the ground. And then, of course, in the wintertime, man, planes just take right off the ground because the air's thicker. Anyway, I don't want you to panic about that. They know what they're doing. They've got it all calculated in the computers, and the computers tell them it's a go. So they go, but it's just something that I've noticed this time of year when it gets really hot. I mean, I'm kind of an airplane pilot nerd kind of guy, so that's why I notice things like that. Do you think emojis count as sexual harassment? Can you be sexually harassed by an emoji? Is this a legitimate concern, or is this just taking sexual harassment to a new level? We'll talk about that this afternoon. There's a story of, we didn't get to it this week, but I want to touch on it. There's a story, we'll talk about this later too. There's a story of a young college student that proves why it's wrong to stereotype based on what you see on the daily news. And this came up on the show this week because I was criticized for telling people that regardless of the stereotypes that you see on the news, it's not fair to stereotype. It's a natural thing that we do, but it's not fair. And we should check ourselves when we find the temptation to stereotype. And this story of this young college student is a perfect example of why it's unfair to stereotype. So we'll get to that a little bit later. What else do we have? I've got $1,000 to give away. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 in the Intercom National Cash Contest. I'll give out the code word right before the top of the hour news at 2 o'clock. And all you have to do is hear the code word and text it to this number, 72881. That's 72881. And you are automatically eligible to win $1,000 in cash. Okay, President Trump is now doing a lot of interviews with the fake media. President Trump talks about the fake media, but now he's doing interviews on CBS and a lot of other fake news networks. Fake news, according to the president. President Trump sat down with Joe Kiernan from CNBC. CNBC. And he talked about the media.
I had some of these fools from the media saying, why didn't you stand there, look him in the face, walk over to him, and start shouting at him? I said, is these people crazy? I want to make a deal. You can't do that.
And Trump is right about that. I mean, you can't do that. That's not the way to handle it. You can't just go up and start screaming at him or punch him or anything like that, because I think, you know, Putin's smaller. He's shorter, but he's pretty well built. I think he could take Trump in a fight. And I don't know, you know, maybe it'll come down to that one day. Ben Coates is the director of national intelligence. He's at a conference in Aspen, Colorado on the Russian threat. He was with Andrea Mitchell, who was hosting this discussion on stage. And Dan Coates and Andrea Mitchell get the news while she's talking to him, get the breaking news that President Trump has suddenly invited Vladimir Putin to Washington. Here's his reaction.
Say, we have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again?
Vladimir Putin coming
to the... Did I hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Now, we have an office pool here at WWL. We're doing an office pool, and the person who gets the day and the time that Dan Coates is fired by the White House or is forced to resign, they're going to win the pool of money. So we've got that that pool going on because I think it could very easily happen. Jimmy Fallon last night on the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon talked about this second meeting with Trump and Putin.
Guys, it's been a crazy week for President Trump since his press conference with Vladimir Putin. And Trump said that he wants to have a second meeting with him. Oh. Yep. Trump said there are just some things that he didn't get around to screwing up in the first one. So he just wants to go. This will be much worse. That's right. Trump already wants to meet with Putin again. When he heard that, Putin was like, oh, he's so clingy. Get off of me, Donald. Come on, give me some space.
The NFL has announced that it's going to suspend the new rule about punishing players and teams if the players kneel during the national anthem. The NFL Players Association filed a grievance against the NFL over the rule, and now the two sides have agreed to reach this impasse where the rule is going to be dropped for the next few weeks. But there's no football for the next few weeks, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, is there even a solution to this controversy? CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette has this report.
The NFL and the union representing players are working to resolve their conflict over the league's national anthem policy. A joint statement says there's an agreement to not issue any new rules, at least for the next few weeks. The statement says there's been constructive dialogue between both sides and that the confidential talks will continue. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
All right, so we're going to talk about that in the first hour, but other stuff as well. Look, this is a text that reflects how closely some people listen to this show and have followed my career. The text says, you should know just because a person is smaller doesn't mean they can't hurt you, i.e. midget. Yeah, that goes back to the late 70s. I challenged, the guy was a dwarf, Cowboy Lang, but he was a midget wrestler. And I challenged him on the air to a wrestling match. And between you and me, it was all set up. I mean, backstage, it was all set up. And he was going to just, he was going to pin me. I was going to allow him to pin me. And we really weren't going to fight. Well, we got in the ring. And that son of a gun turned on me. He threw out all the rules. And he turned on me. And he got me in a position where, you know, look, dwarves are strong. They've got strength. He had my neck in the crevice of his arm, and he was squeezing it to the point where, I mean, I was fainting. I was losing consciousness. And I couldn't, I was so stunned, I couldn't even reach out to the referee who was right there. And so Cowboy Lang got right behind me and didn't allow, I was trying to pin myself so it would be over, but he was smart enough to go, I'm going to put this guy in a position where he can't pin himself and end this, and I'm going to keep squeezing his neck. I guess he was out to prove something. Well, anyway, the official finally saw my eyes rolling in the back of my head, and so he stopped the whole thing. But it wasn't until my throat... Excuse me. Hey, come on, it's live radio, right? I've got a cough button here, but there's no sneeze... There's a cough button here, but there's no sneeze button. So I follow the rules here. Cough button, it says it right there. Anyway. Yeah, I'm human. It's live radio. Anyway, I was off the air for 3 days with trauma to the larynx. That little, I'm telling you, man, he was vicious, man. He was really, I should have known better than to get in the ring with a dwarf, midget wrestler. All right, is there any solution? Is there any solution at all to the controversy over the national anthem? Somebody already posted on our Facebook page. I've got a video up right now, WWL Radio on Facebook. The conversation is going on right now live on Facebook while we're on the air. And somebody said, well, why don't we just do away with the national anthem altogether? I mean, is that the answer? And what if some key players get suspended for games? What if it's one of your fantasy football players? Is that going to be good? So what is the solution? The NFL is now backing down on the new rule about punishing players and teams if players kneel during the national anthem. And remember, they were going to be allowed to stay in the locker room if they didn't want to respect the national anthem. So now they're suspending that rule until they come up with another option. Is there another option? If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I told you we were going to pick some music that goes with the heat today and this weekend. I'm Scoot. It's Friday. We'll be right back on WWL. And so the controversy about kneeling during the national anthem continues because the NFL and the NFL Players Association have gotten together and they've stopped the rule. They're going to stop and consider what else they might do. They're going to stop the rule of punishing players and or teams if players kneel during the national anthem. So what is the solution to this? I've got one text that says, I guess the NFL owners have backed off penalizing the players for kneeling because they're scared of being hit with infringement of First Amendment rights lawsuits. Here's an interesting text that says, keep players in the locker room until after the anthem. Stop letting Trump hijack America's game for an applause line. And I'm getting a number of texts like that. In fact, here's a text that says, can't worry about someone taking a knee to protest social injustice when our president is cozying up to Putin. And so we just talked about Dan Coats, who is the president's appointed national intelligence advisor. And Dan Coats did not know. He doesn't have any idea what happened in that first meeting. The 2-hour meeting with Trump? Well, Trump talked about the meeting.
I had a meeting that lasted for more than 2 hours. It wasn't always conciliatory in that meeting.
It wasn't always conciliatory. You know, if they didn't have anything on Trump before, they might now. Because You don't think the Russians were taping that? You don't think the Russians have every word that was spoken in that meeting that lasted just over 2 hours? Now, maybe nothing happened, but why is it so secretive? And so his head of national intelligence didn't even know that he was going to have this second meeting. So he kind of laughed about it in an interview with Andrea Mitchell. From Alabama, Mike, welcome to the show. Got time for a quick comment.
How you doing, school?
Good.
I just wish they'd just leave it alone. I mean, they're silently, peacefully protesting. Let them do it. It won't change my opinion. I'm sure it won't change your opinion about your feelings towards this country. And again, I agree with some of the texts that were said. We have that president sitting in a White House just selling out the United States to Russia. Who knows what he gave to Russia? But yet still we have people worried about NFL players sitting down or kneeling down for a national anthem. Those players, I'm sure, love the country just as much as they do.
Well, you know, Mike, if we all just shut up about the controversy, it would go away. But it's because people who oppose it are making such a big deal about it that it is a big deal. I've got an update on the midget that tried to hurt me in the ring that's coming up next. Scorching heat is spreading across much of the South, including Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Texas. Heat advisories and warnings were issued this morning, and this could be lethal for some people, particularly children and older people without air conditioning. And man, God bless those of you who are out working in this weather today and this weekend. And remember all of the people who are outside, police officers, EMS workers, first responders, firefighters. My God, the firefighters have to put all that equipment on when they go. So, and sometimes they've got to put some of that equipment on when they just show up for anything that they're called to go see. So, it's going to be a hot weekend. And while we expect it, it's just going to be one of those brutally hot weekends. There are two really big conventions in town, a national sorority and a national fraternity. Are in town this weekend, and I hope they enjoy the weather because it's going to be hot. Last night, Bourbon Street was absolutely packed, so there are a lot of people in town partying. Here is a text. I talked just a moment ago about the midget wrestler. He's actually a dwarf that turned on me in the ring and actually hurt me. And his name was Cowboy Lang, and here's a text that says, if it makes you feel any better, Lang died in a homeless shelter in Portland, Oregon in 2007 after being homeless for 10 years. I knew he had passed away, but I didn't know that he passed away homeless. Well, hey, God hates ugly, karma is a bitch. So, he shouldn't have done that to me. No, I don't know. I mean, I guess I feel sorry for the little guy right now. Should NFL players and teams be punished if players protest during the national anthem, even if it means key players being suspended? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Right now, 100% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From Mattery James, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Scoot. I guess that midget guy was a Trump supporter because Trump always says that he has the support of the little people.
Good one.
People want to downplay the special counsel investigation. Hey, Scoot, we got Manafort, I think, is coming to trial next week. That guy has got, 30 counts of various conspiracies against the country and on and on and on. We've got guilty pleas, Flynn pled guilty. Another guy pled guilty. Another one pled guilty. So we've got people who are guilty, not just under investigation.
Yeah, and we don't know if this touches the president, but it certainly touches a lot of people close to the president.
He's got a lot of people around him. I mean, how much higher on the campaign can you be but the campaign chairman? Okay, Scoop, my point is this. I've got some great... I think some secret information of what happened during that 2-hour meeting with Vladimir Putin. In order to appease Putin, Donald Trump has apparently agreed to give Alaska back to the Russians. Now, only under one condition will Putin accept it. That is, they'd have to move Sarah Palin down to the lower 48.
I love it, James. Glad you called. From Thibodeau, Quentin, you're on WWL. I love this audience. Hey, Quentin.
Hey, Sue, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because I'm at my house, and it's kind of out of context.
No, I can hear you.
Well, number one, he needs to stop his mouth. He needs to shut his mouth, Trump.
Me, Trump, yeah.
Shut his mouth. Just stop talking so much.
Just shut up and do all the good things you've been doing, right?
Yes, absolutely. He is doing wonderful things. And, I mean, this China thing is good. It's not played out yet. Don't worry. We're going to win on this deal because they don't want the tariffs either. So, I mean, he needs to shut up.
So basically, Quentin, from Thibodeau, you're on the air right now telling the president to just shut up.
I'm telling him to shut up on all his tweets and all his... He really needs to do that. He needs to keep his mouth quieter and keep doing the things he does.
He's got a little problem with talking
louder
about it.
Than words.
Yeah.
All right, Quentin,
you have a great weekend, and try and stay cool down on the bayou. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. So the NFL has announced that it is suspending the new rule about punishing players and teams that kneel during the national anthem. So what's the solution here? That is the subject of the daily video post, which is on our website, WWL.com. Oh, no, I'm sorry, WWL Facebook, WWL Radio on Facebook. It's also on the SOTA, Scoot on the Air Facebook page. You know, get up, stand up for your rights. Well, in this case, people have been kneeling for their rights, and a lot of people oppose that. Would it be best to just do the national anthem before the players come out? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. I mean, isn't that good advice? I mean, as you head into this weekend, I want you to remember you don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time. I mean, sometimes it's okay, but you don't have to, because you can do a lot with your clothes still on. But that's a topic for another show. All right, should NFL players and teams be punished if players protest during the national anthem, even if it means key players are suspended? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. 100% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. If you don't have it yet, get the radio.com app. I used it again today. You can find us at WWL.com and also on the radio.com app and website, radio.com. Download that. We're no longer on tunein.com. And so get radio.com app and favorite us, and you'll follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Here's a text that says, I'm ex-military, and I fought for their right to disrespect the country. I kept my rights, too. I did not watch one NFL game last year. My choice. Too many phony patriots out there. They make all this noise about the kneeling, but they still go to the games and support the NFL. Stadiums are full every game. The photos they show of smaller crowds are before or after the games. And here's a text about working on a hot day like today and a hot weekend like this. Scoot, what about the mailmen? Yeah, what about those postal delivery people? And the mailmen, or just they're walking the street. Man, I mean, this is brutal for the men and women who do that. Another text says, I own, operate a lawn care business, and I'll tell you what, I can't say it. It's blanking hot. Hello from Homa. Yeah, it's blanking hot. Anthony, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey.
I've been listening to you since the 80s. I used to wake up to you every morning.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
One, the NFL, we all have policies and procedures to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why they should be any different. That flag was draped over my father's coffin when they put him in the ground. I think it's disrespectful. I think the players are being babies about it. I think they need to leave the president alone and let him do his job. A war with Russia wouldn't look like an Iraqi war.
Well, and, you're right about that. And I don't think we're going to have war with Russia, but there's a lot of tension between the two countries.
Because they're pushing the issue, and they're pushing the issue of Putin. Putin ran the communists out of Russia. You know,
Putin was very upset that the old Soviet Union crashed. He's trying to resurrect it under just the name of Russia. Man, he was a communist KGB member, which is like secret service.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was upset. He wanted Russia to be the way it used to be.
Yeah, but to me, my opinion is I really think that the Democrats, and at the end of the day, the Democrats and the Republicans, they drink from the same glass.
Oh, they do.
So
they do. It's sad.
I'm not on either side, but I do agree with the president. It's, you know what? Maybe we should try to have peace with Russia, open trade relations with them. you know, why try to start a war? I mean, Hillary made it clear any meddling would have been considered an act of war to her. I mean, and we don't want that. World War III would not look like an Iraq or a Kuwait. It would be completely
It won't. And as I mentioned on the show this week, one of the good things is that unlike terrorists, the Russians don't want to die. You know, they want to live too. So we do have that common bond with the Russians, and that's why we have been able to negotiate with them even during the height of the Cold War, because you know they want to live too.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with terrorists don't care about living. So how do you negotiate with them?
Oh, with terrorists, no, you don't. Yeah. You can't. I mean, it's just not. But like I said, with the president, I think they just let him do his job. You know, as far as I'm concerned, he's done a great job. I mean, when he got rid of the TPP, I don't know if you remember that, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which pretty much sold out the country. And that was under the Obama administration. Nobody said nothing about it.
You know, there's a lot that needs to transpire, but I'm not going to defend President Trump when it comes to things like, look, you don't say on a world stage that you believe Putin over U.S. intelligence. Those are things that, to me, are inexcusable. There are other things that he's done that's very positive, and I guess this is all the manifestation of the fact that the guy has a certain style of doing business, and I think this shows once again that it's not so easy to run a country like you run a business.
Yeah, no, it's not.
All right. Anthony, you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Text number is 870-870. Cheap Trick is going to be at the Sanger Theater Saturday night concert. I've seen them a couple times before. It's a fun show. I had to record it earlier because he was going to be traveling and couldn't do it live during the show today, but I'm going to play back my conversation with Rick Nielsen, the very animated founding member, the guy with the black and white checkered stuff and the cap, and he's like a manic genius, lead guitar player and a primary songwriter for the legendary Cheap Trick. We'll talk to him in the 3 o'clock hour. And we had a great conversation, and yes, we will talk about the memory that we both have of Courtney Love backstage at House of Blues. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. This is like the hot song of the summer for millennials, some Gen X. I mean, really, for younger generations, this is like the hot song of the summer. This is the original version by Toto, but it's also been covered this summer by Weezer, and they do a version of it. It sounds very much like this. So we're trying to feature this at least every day as a bumper song on our show in the afternoon. And 80s night last night in the quarter, I'm telling you, this song came on. And, you know, I would have never thought this would be a big 80s dance song, but I'm telling you, man, the people on the dance floor and in the bar and the club, they applaud when this song comes on. It's an interesting phenomenon. Should NFL players and teams be punished if players protest during the national anthem, even if it means key players are suspended? That is our Blue Runner Foods poll. 68% say yes, and 32% say no. Now, the only way to really do something about this is to, if you want to stop the players from doing it, then you suspend them, even the good players. But every team would have to do that, and that means the game would be compromised because there might be some really good players, key players on teams, maybe your fantasy football players, that would be suspended from games for doing that. And maybe the best solution is just do the national anthem for everybody before the teams come out. However, don't underestimate that people in the stands are going to find ways to protest that. Standing up for the players. There will be people who will take a knee in the aisle or wherever they are in the stadium at the playing of the national anthem. There will be fans that will support the players, and they'll be kneeling. So again, you know, honestly, if we just all shut up about it, it would go away. I mean, if they protest, they protest. So I mean, how does it affect you? It really doesn't. So I don't know that that's going to happen, but it might. All right, coming up, I'm going to give out a code word. You've got a chance to win $1,000 in cash. And coming up in the next hour, do you think sexual harassment can somebody sexually harass somebody with an emoji? I mean, is this a legitimate concern? Yeah, we'll talk about that. Here's a text. Good bumper music request. Russians by Sting. Yeah, we did that either yesterday or the day before. I'm getting a number of texts from people who want to shout out because of working in the heat. This text says, I'm an AC installer. We're installing ACs in the attic of a two-story home. I guess that's the closest thing one can you can imagine to being to working inside an oven. Here's another text that says, I'm a UPS driver, and man, it's brutal heat out here. Lots of water going down. All right. I don't want to build up the Courtney Love story too much about backstage at House of Blues. She was just Courtney Love. That's all. But we'll talk about that later. It's time for the $1,000 Entercom National Cash Contest code word. The code word this hour is paint. Text P-A-I-N-T to 72881. That's 72881. Text it now. You've got a shot at $1,000. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock. And we'll do this every hour until 6 o'clock. $1,000 up for grabs. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please never text and drive. All right, it's Free for All Friday, so we're having fun this afternoon. Let's talk about sexual harassment and emojis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.